You're listening to Dynamo's Dozen. Now let's welcome your host, Dean Dynamo Kelly.
Welcome to Dynamo's Dozen, the podcast that I bring you each and every single week, where I talk about whatever may be on my mind, from pro wrestling, sports, entertainment, music, movies, muesli, fresh socks and jocks, and everything in between, never forgetting the talc. Hello and welcome once again to your favorite podcast with me, your host Ian the Dynamo Kelly, and Dara Maher, and happy Thursday, guys and gals. We have a great show lined up for you this week, because later on, I'm going to sit down with one of the best referees anywhere in the world, and guess what? He's one of our own. But before we get on to that, let's talk about how Dynamo's Dozen can help out all of you beautiful guys and gals with some sexy-ass wrestling merch for all you merch maniacs out there. Coming up to the holiday season with the one and only Wrestling Mania. Are you a fan of wrestling merch? Do you like to wear the latest WWE and UFC shirts? Well, if you're in Ireland, there's only one place to go for all of your wrestling and MMA needs: Wrestling Mania. That's right, Wrestling Mania, located on the top floor of St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre in the heart of Dublin's First City, is the only place you need to go. Wrestling Mania has everything you need, from t-shirts, hoodies, hats, wristbands, mugs, pendants, and everything in between. And if you're like me, a fan of wrestling history and memorabilia, then you never know what you may find. From action figures, huge back catalogs of books, magazines, DVDs, and all kinds of retro items. Shop for brands like WWE, Tap Out, UFC, Ring of Honor, AEW, and much, much more. And much more than that, Wrestling Mania is a family-run business and Ireland's oldest wrestling shop that has seen superstars such as Bret the Hitman Hart, Chris Jericho, Finn Balor, Becky Lynch, Dana White, and many, many more pass through its doors. So why not get down to Wrestling Mania today? You never, ever know what you may find. But get this, if you need a purchase coming up to the holiday season and can't make it to the store, don't worry, they've got you covered. Wrestling Mania will deliver directly to your doorstep. And if you can make it to the store today, Wrestling Mania will give you 20% off all purchases over 50 euro. That's right, for listening to Dynamo's Dozen, you get 20% off all purchases over 50 euro. What do I have to do, you say? Well, let me tell you something, Daddy. All you need to do is join the mailing list. Leave your name at dynamosdozen@gmail.com. Send me an email with your name. Hashtag wrestling store, hashtag dynamosdozen. That is it. And you get 20% off all purchases over 50 euro. For more information, once again, go to dynamosdozen@gmail.com to be on the mailing list, or go to Wrestling Mania Facebook page on the latest news and arrivals. Get down to Wrestling Mania today. Don't forget, guys and girls, sign up to the mailing list today and be one of the three people to win a free Dynamo's Dozen mug, which can be picked up in store, or we will mail it directly to your gimmick. All you have to do is email dynamosdozen@gmail.com. That's dynamosdozen@gmail.com with hashtag dynamosdozen, and your name will be in the draw. It's that easy. Okay, guys and girls, so My trusty co-host is finally back. Darren Maher is back in the country. He is going to be back on the show. And there's a few things that we're going to talk about today before we get to the main event. And I think the first thing and the first topic that we should start on, because it's not really been spoken about on this show yet, is Mr. CM Punk. So everyone wants to know that everyone knows that CM Punk has appeared on WWE television once again, but he is signed to a deal with Fox solely, exclusively, to appear on the backstage show. Anyone that's seen it on Tuesday will have seen CM Punk speak very, very fluently and happily about WWE. This has also led to a lot of speculation about whether or not Punk will appear in a WWE ring again or not. We all know that AEW and WWE were both interested in that, and pretty much with ratings going the way they are, we can all see why. But the first thing I want to say, and Dara, you can chime in after this, first thing that I find truly hilarious, and I'm gonna rant about this too, is the amount of people that were clamoring for CM Punk to be back in WWE and are now saying that he has no backbone and that he's sold out. Really, guys? I mean, weren't you all the ones chanting his name at every single show possible, whether it be on TV, whether it be, you know, in a house show? Like, the fickle nature of a wrestling fan will seriously, seriously never, ever cease to amaze me. Or is it just disappointment because he hasn't signed with the actual Fed to be a performer? But still, even if he did, you'd still shout the moral high ground, and you know that's the more likely answer, is that you're damned if you do, damned if you won't. So in my opinion, why not just sit back and fucking embrace it and play fantasy booker or something or whatever, and just let it be. What will be will be. Fact is, a lot of factors that go against him performing in the WWE ring again, a lot of open wounds that need mending, a lot of red tape. That goes for both parties, with the amount of egos involved. Whatever happens, just sit back, in my opinion, and enjoy the damn show. If you don't enjoy it, then don't watch it. Simple. That's just my opinion. Dara, chime in and help me out there.
How's it going, man? First of all,
welcome back, yeah.
To be back on.
Say hello to your fans, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Loved America. Can't wait to go back.
Yeah. It's a hell of a place.
It's going to be great crack. Oh, yeah. Hell of a place. Hell of a place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, interesting, isn't it? Obviously, this CM Punk thing came out of nowhere last week, and I'll be honest with you now, Ian. If I had known that CM Punk was going to be back on my television this week, I kind of would have preferred it to be on I'm a Celebrity myself. But, look, this is how it is.
Okay. And tell me, why is that? Why is that?
Why? Because I'm obviously terrible at making jokes because I didn't make you laugh. But look,
I'm internally laughing.
Yeah, I can hear the pity laughs from here. Well, on a serious note, it was a very CM Punk thing to do, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, everybody had the ideas in their heads about how he would show up, and you know, it'd be like at WrestleMania or at the Royal Rumble, he'd come out of nowhere, you just hear that music hit and then the crowd would go wild, and everybody at home and everybody in the arena would all be coming together, literally coming at the prospect of seeing CM Punk back in a WWE ring or a wrestling ring if it was AEW, I don't know. Whatever gets them going, it doesn't bother me. It just shows up out of nowhere on WWE Backstage, I believe it's called. Yeah. I can't say I've ever watched the show. But he just shows up, comes into the ring. I think he shakes Renee Young's hand, and then he goes towards the camera, out of the light, so he's in the dark, and just spouts off the line, I think, what is it? When they think they have the answers, he changes the culture or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you wanted him back. He's back. Now they're, I think they're probably thinking, oh no, we can't chant CM Punk for stuff we don't like anymore.
Yeah.
So what else are they going to chant? But look, I'm happy he's back. I'm happy he's back in any way possible, in any scenario, any shape, any form that he is back in wrestling, I'm happy. Whether it is just him criticizing the product on a mainstream, which I think is actually his dream job. He gets to criticize WWE right in front of WWE, and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because he's not contracted to them. I think it's the best scenario he could have ever asked for. But, look, I'm just happy he's back.
I mean, you know? I'm a pretty good judge of character, and having watched last night's, obviously, first appearance of Backstage, I can tell that the dude would be open to doing business. Do you know what I mean? You can tell. I mean, the more he watches wrestling again, the more the creative juices in his head are going to flow, in the sense that he's watching guys, you know, you've already got Seth Rollins calling him out and whatnot. And, you know, he said it at the end, look, this isn't just some little angle or something, like, just stop tweeting. That was just a real cheeky.
Yeah.
That was just a really smart. It was a really smart little piece of advice from a veteran to, you know, someone that probably is tweeting too much. You know what I mean? No offense, Seth Rollins, but yeah, you're tweeting too much. Whatever. You don't like Kenny Omega, get over it. Just stop fucking tweeting. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I think CM Punk is probably one of the smartest businessmen on the planet. One of the smartest guys that's ever been involved in wrestling in terms of, you know, in terms of the strength of his mind, you know? And I think for sure you will see him back in a WWE ring at some point. I'd be very surprised if he didn't. But at the same time, I do stand by what I said. I think it's a lot of red tape, a lot of wounds that need to be healed. I think CM Punk's the kind of guy that
he did say that.
Yeah.
That's why I think there is some, why I have some doubt. No, he could just be playing us all, but he did. I remember that was the one line when they did like the little interview that he did say. It's like there is still some scars there that have to be sorted out before a comeback is even talked about.
Listen, so this could have already been sorted out and everyone's been worked as well. Do you know what I mean? This is what I'm trying to say to fans. Play fantasy booker for a while. Hold on to the hope, because this is the closest thing that you've got to CM Punk possibly coming back. So instead of knocking it, just embrace it and stop thinking you're cool on social media by going, well, I hope he never returns. Because I put up a poll, as we've seen. You know, to see if people would prefer to see CM Punk back in an AEW ring or a WWE ring. And I'm not going to mention names. The comments are there. All you motherfuckers are there. You can see it. Some of them were like, well, you never gave me the option of choosing nowhere. Ha 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 ha. I'm like, okay, yeah. So you'd rather see Marco Stunt in a ring than CM Punk. Okay, good for you. Go fuck yourself now. And go back to watching Teletubbies, you little moron. Do you know what I mean? Like, seriously, you know, you don't look cool when you make comments like that hiding behind a fucking a screen, because these people were given an opportunity before to come on and defend themselves in terms of their wrestling, you know, their favorite wrestling things and whatnot, and they didn't. So these are the fans now that Dynamo was going after, in the sense that yous do like CM Punk. 9 out of 10 of them want to see CM Punk back in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not wrong in that, you know? Especially if you're happy with what you're seeing on AEW. Because if you are, that's cool. But don't lie to me and tell me that, you know, everything you see on AEW is perfect. Like, because if you'd rather sit and watch Marco Stunt on a Wednesday night than see CM Punk come back and actually bring a bit of character to some of those, some of that untapped potential in WWE, the likes of, you know, the Seth Rollins, the likes of the Finn Balors, the likes of, you know, whoever it may be. If you're not happy, because we can guarantee one thing, CM Punk would not be taking a dick flip. And that's for sure. And that's for sure. Yeah. So, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, people are kind of choosing to play the cool kind of guy on social media on the CM Punk return, or possible CM Punk return. But like, why not just embrace it, guys? Play fantasy booker. Hell, if you want him to get beaten in your fantasy booking, that's fine. But the truth is, if you're making a pay-per-view and you want to make money and you know how the wrestling business works, you want CM Punk on your pay-per-view. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And there's nothing else to be said on that.
Here's a question for you, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, going back to the fantasy booking thing.
Yeah.
Survivor Series is Sunday.
Yeah, in Chicago.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Does he show up?
Well, I mean, the logical, you know, says no. You know, he sticks to the word, and they keep this kind of backstage thing going on, or else the But then we play fantasy booker. And we say, oh my God, this whole backstage thing was a ploy. He only appeared 1 week and he said, listen, don't be trying to create an angle on here. And then he turns up because he's pissed off that Seth Rollins has called him out. Listen to this, ladies and germs. Who was it who used to say that? Bobby the Brain.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking me? I didn't know if you were after me.
Listen, ladies and germs, this is what I'm going to do. Fantasy booking here for you. I'm kidding. Nobody that listens to my show is a germ. But let me do fantasy booking for a minute, right? CM Punk, it's all been a ploy, and I'm just gonna call this on the fly right now. CM Punk, it's all been a ploy. He comes back with an exclusive contract to Fox, but guess what? He comes out. He's on Fox, that's fine. He's done his first interview with Renee Young. It's all good. Yeah, there's lots of wounds that need to be healed. Boom, boom, boom. CM Punk comes back as the Outlaw and says, you know what? I'm coming back on a Fox contract and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. And I'm calling you out, Seth, with your little tweets. He comes out, he screws Seth Rollins. This is going to set up an amazing match for the Royal Rumble and a feud. Because guess what? WWE still can't fire him, even if he turns up on their show, because it's still Fox.
Well, if you wanted to add a bit of realism onto that fantasy booking, this is something that you've got me thinking about right
here.
You're signing his contract to Fox, right?
Yeah, let's do this.
Fox is solely, SmackDown is solely Fox.
Niall Fox is on later as well.
Look at that. We're all about the Foxes.
See what it
is. But, like I'm saying, he comes back to SmackDown, because SmackDown is shown on Fox. He's like, well, I'm just walking around here because this is like Fox's show, so I can do what I want because I have a contract with Fox.
Yeah. That's it, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if he decides, if Fox tell WWE he is going to be on your SmackDown show and he is solely contracted to us, that would be the perfect ploy for CM Punk to come out and do another pipe bomb and say, I don't work for the wheel anymore. I'm not just a cog in the wheel anymore, as I said 10 years ago. I am now working for a different company, but I'm here to put manners on your company. You know what I mean? No, that's, again, we're playing fantasy booker here, guys and girls, so please play along. Like, let the creative juices within your mind flow, because what you've been watching at this moment in time hasn't been the best. So embrace that. And if you are some little, you know, guy on the fence going, oh no, it's cool not to like CM Punk because he got his ass whooped twice in UFC. Well then, do you know what? You go to UFC and show me how you do. That's what I would say. Yeah. Otherwise, sit down, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Otherwise, sit down, shut the fuck up and just enjoy the product. All right? Because that's what it is. It's about enjoyment. And listen, if you want one of the most entertaining characters and real characters of the last, say, 15 years of wrestling, then CM Punk is definitely up there, whether you love him or whether you hate him. That's a fact. I think we're all in agreement on that. So I think the fantasy booking, why not? It does leave a real possibility. What if CM Punk shows up at Survivor Series as an outlaw, or even if he just sat in the front row observing as a broadcast journalist?
Like how Goldberg used to do, I have my ticket, I'm just sitting here in the front row.
But listen, what if he's just taking notes, just so he can give a full breakdown of what happened on backstage, You know what I mean? This is these are just possibilities. But I do want to thank people, because I know I kind of went on a bit of a tangent there about the poll, but there was actually nearly 900 votes on that poll, whether people would rather see CM Punk in AEW or WWE. I want to thank everyone for that. That's nearly 1,000 votes, so that's pretty cool. And I think the fact that we're getting responses to these votes, I think we're going to run one every week, run a poll every week, and maybe just have a little bit of a talk about it. At the start of the show, I mean, that guy, I can't remember his name, who said, "Hey, you didn't give me the option of a nowhere button." And I was kind of like, okay, fair enough. That's funny. Yeah. In your head. That's cool. You're here. He's still here.
Doesn't deserve the name to be spoken out anyway, so.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's cool. At least he's partaking in it. And that's cool. We'll mention that kind of feedback on the show. You're partaking. So we appreciate your input for your click on the vote. That's about it. But that kind of leads us to another poll that we have that we're going to be running on Facebook and Twitter, which is running at the moment, and it ends tomorrow at 10 p.m. So Friday at 10 p.m. Dara, do you want to have a little give a little explanation as to what this poll is?
Well, we're in Survivor Series season. This is traditionally the time of year when WWE takes their head out of their arse, writes some good storylines leading into Royal Rumble, and then onto WrestleMania, obviously.
Yeah.
And so Survivor Series, I don't know if we'll have a time to get into it, but like, I have my issues with this year's Survivor Series from a storytelling standpoint and stuff. So, but we decided that we want to watch an old one. Yeah. We want to watch an old Survivor Series. And we said, let's change it up a little bit, and let's drink while we do it.
Yep.
And so what we're going to do is we have two options up on Facebook and on Twitter. Don't forget, on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Would you rather us watch Survivor Series 1991 or Survivor Series 2005?
Yeah.
So that's what we want you to do. We want you to go and vote on our Facebook, on our Twitter. Tell us which one that you want us to watch. And on Friday, once the results are in, we will watch the winning one. Now, I don't know about you, Ian, but I myself kind of want to watch 1991. Solely just for the nostalgia, because 1991 was the year I was born.
Okay.
So, quick math about how I'm giving away my age, but sure, we'll forget about that. I'd like to watch 1991. I don't know about you.
For me, it's 1991 as well, of course. This is the first kind of big, this is kind of first big deal for Undertaker as he comes into the WWE. WWF back then, he wrestles obviously Hulk Hogan in the main event for the title. So for me, that would be mine at the moment.
I've
done the math. Yeah, 1991. If we put Twitter and Facebook both into account, it's about 66% in favor of 1991 at the moment. So unless something drastically changes in the next, two, 1.75 days, what we're going to be watching. I checked the card. If you guys and gals want to check the card on that and kind of get familiar with it, it's an amazing card, actually. The who's who of wrestling is actually on that card. So that would be mine, Dara. But back to you. Yeah. Sorry, that would be my preference.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Like, so if there is anyone listening out there that's like, no, I don't want you to do 1991, I want you to do 2005. Well, then you get on that Facebook page and you get on that Twitter page and you vote.
Yeah.
Right? You get your friends to vote. You get your families to vote. Tell make a Facebook account for your dog and get your dog to vote.
Yeah, even ask your ma just to vote. Here, ma, 91 or 05, what would you prefer?
Yeah, exactly.
Wing it. I think it's going to be good. We have a couple of ideas in store for you. We're not going to give anything away as to how we're going to present it, but it is going to be a drunk watch along. Which means that you
drunk
guys...
Or will be drunk by the end of it. One of those two.
Yes, exactly. And it will be a case of you guys listening. And guys, we do encourage you, this show will air sooner than you think, but we will give you advance notice. When it does air, we encourage you to get on the network, or if you can find it in any other medium, but we don't recommend going illegal. We don't condone illegal streams here on Dynamo's Dozen. Sign up to the WWE Network, and it's only $12.99, is that right?
If you want to go around it and still watch it legally, make up an email address, get your free month, and then just cancel afterwards if you want.
Well, there you go. That is your right, and you're not breaking the law.
So
I do encourage people to do it, because it is going to be fun, and obviously depending on the feedback that we get from this kind of drunk watch along, who knows, we might do one for the big four every year.
We might do another one, and then for that one we might actually do, say, a live tweet thing with it, and people want to get involved that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Because in fairness, that is the way it's gonna go. Dara, we were talking about we're gonna get live tweeting hooked up soon. And try and get, you know, some get the fans involved. You know, when they hear me say this type of thing, get involved with it. Do you know what I mean? Hit me with your disagreements and hit me with your agreements. That's what we want. We want this to be as interactive as possible, and it is going to be interactive as possible. So, this is going to be fun. This is going to be something that we've done. We know it's been done before. I know if some people out there are thinking, oh, he's ripping off something to wrestle with, or they are riffing off something to wrestle with. Listen, I talk to Conrad Thompson from time to time. This is not a rip off of it. You never hear Conrad Thompson and Mr. Pritchard drunk doing these reviews. So this is going to be something completely different. And
the thing is, like, I it's kind of weird when I hear that, like, oh, you're ripping off like so and so's idea and stuff like that. Well, like, it's kind of hard to rip off like someone's idea in this context, because first of all, we're going to be giving our own opinions on what's going on at the moment. So how is that ripping off someone else who gives their opinion?
Exactly.
It's like, at the end of the day as well, it's only a bit of fun.
It is. You know? It is a bit of fun. It's going to be fun.
Only a bit of fun. And you and whoever listens can rest assured when they are listening that at that time we were grand, but the very next day we were probably hung over to bits and dying.
Exactly. But in terms of how we're going to present it, we're going to keep that a little bit of a secret, because we have an idea, and we'll hopefully run with it, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it. But it's going to be fun, and it's going to be fun, because that is what it is all about. It's about fun. It's about enjoying something nostalgic, and listening to two. Because listen, fundamentally, even though I come, you know, even though I was a wrestler, I am a wrestling fan, and I love this shit, going back and watching stuff and having fun and letting fans, of this show, or fans of wrestling, if it's the first show that you've ever heard and you happen to hear two idiots just spew a lot of shit about it, it's going to be fun. And that's what it's all about. First and foremost, it's about fun. When I hear Marks calling each other Marks, it's one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life. You know, don't call each other Marks, guys. Like, I even say to some of the wrestlers, don't even call them Marks, you know.
Their name could be John or Sam, so don't call them Mark. It's not nice.
Don't call them Mark, because some people might
you don't know their name.
Listen, it's every human being's right now to identify as someone other than Mark if they want to, if they choose to. So We're in the in the identifying business these days, okay? So if some lad chooses not to identify as Mark, or if some girl chooses to identify as Mark, that's everyone's right. Mm-hmm. But don't be calling each other Mark.
Sure, you, Ian, you identify as a cabbage 7 days a week anyway, so...
An absolute cabbage, man. And my rebuttal to that, Mr. Darren Marr, would be it takes one to know one.
Oh, man, I'm just a walking cabbage. What are you talking about?
There is obviously a patch that we stem from, and therefore...
I definitely am a cabbage patch kid.
Well, speak for yourself then. I'm not a cabbage. it depends what time of day you get me at, you know? It really does, man. It really does. We are going to bring back a new thing that Dara had suggested quite a long time ago, and I must announce it today. Going forward, we are going to have Dynamo's Rant of the Week. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be about wrestling. It could be about anything. It could be about something I see in everyday life. So let's actually start a rant of the week. And let me get one going right now, just to give you a little bit of a taste of what it's going to be like. This is going to be unfiltered Dynamo. Completely me from the heart, shooting from the hip. And hip might be the right word, actually, for today's rant, because it's about hipsters. Yeah. I'm talking about these... I'm talking about these jabronis who are walking down the road with a Starbucks cup in their hand. I've seen it. Oh, my God. I was in the city centre the other day. And guys and gals, you would not believe it. I saw it 5 times in a row. These people walking down... Now, in fairness, a lot of them were well-dressed. That's fine. Nothing wrong with being well-dressed for your place of work or whatever it may be. But some of y'all are just straight up fucking hipsters. Poser motherfuckers. Walking down with the Starbucks coffee in the hand. And making sure that you know it's Starbucks as well. Hey, I drink Starbucks. Look at this. Oh, it's a triple fucking dose of Mocha Loca Latte with a fucking backflip fucking double side somersault of fucking sugar. You know. Dude, choke on it.
You seem to know a lot about Starbucks coffees. Are you sure you don't drink them a lot yourself?
Man, you know what? I went in there one day and the dude actually, he fucking scared me into walking out. All I wanted was an Americano. Okay. Americano, straight up coffee. And I was just like, get me out of here. Now, I mean, I didn't walk out on that particular day, but on that particular day, I just said, nah, Starbucks ain't for me. It's the same with this big trend on the donut place. The what's the big donut place out in Blanchardstown?
Oh, Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. That's another one that they walk around in their hand in the one arm saying, hi, this is Krispy Kreme. You know what? Most of them are walking around like they're sponsored by these big corporations. It's so funny. It actually reminds me a lot of The Truman Show, for anyone that hasn't seen it. It's like that one scene when the wife just goes, what do you mean, Truman? Oh, what? Well, all these coffee grains come from Mount such and such, and they're like blah, blah. And she's doing a whole advert in the middle of her fucking scripted scene. It's really creepy, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing how Americana has caught on over here, but it's getting weird. I don't know.
I liked Krispy Kreme. I went and had some. I thought they were quite nice.
Listen, if you like Krispy Kreme, you indulge your ass off, my friend. But I'm talking about the guys walking around like, hi, I have Krispy Kreme in my hand. Haha, look at that. Like, eat the thing, choke on the fucking thing for all I care. I don't really care. It's so weird. It's like they're walking around advertising these corporations that they're holding in their hands, and yet, like, they're not getting a cent for it. I don't know. It's just weird to me, man. I'll tell you what, if you want to talk about...
Were you just upset that they didn't offer you one?
Fuck that shit, man. I don't like donuts and I don't like Starbucks. I don't eat donuts, alright? Any Pantera fans out there that are familiar with the home videos will know exactly what I'm talking about there. I don't eat donuts, alright? So, in my best New York impression, I don't eat donuts. So, one of the things that I found, actually, because I do like coffee. I like good coffee, alright? there's so many places like in the city center, and I'm sure city centers around you or, you know, in your local jurisdiction, wherever you may be listening. And 95% of the times, the best coffee you're going to get is in one of those little hidden small coffee shops up like a side alley in Dublin City. Do you know what I mean? Like there's one right up at the side of, or was up at the side of Forbidden Planet. That's just literally 10 out of 10. That's one of my favorite. And guess what? It's just a big white cup. No advertising needed. It's amazing. Because guess what? You bought the coffee to fucking drink the thing for the taste of it. Not to look cool to fucking random people walking down the street. So there you go. And also, I take back what I said about donuts. There is a particular brand of donut that I like, and it's Rolling Donut. And it's from that little hatch on O'Connell Street in Dublin City Centre. The little ring donuts that they have. You know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, outside that casino, yeah.
Outside that casino. That's been there since I was... Before I was born, I would even say. That's been there that long. Yeah. And they still make the best donuts. Ring donuts with the sugar, beautiful. And then ring donuts with the sugar and the chocolate around the top, beautiful. That would be my recommendation. So, guys, I'm not trying to be an individual. That's just a fact. You know, I like some corporations. I just don't need to brand myself walking down O'Connell Street and showing you, hey, I got a Starbucks. So that's my rant of the week.
There you go. It's a good one. Do you feel better now?
I do, actually. I do. Do Starbucks deliver?
I don't know. Would you want the Starbucks delivered? Like any coffee, would you like any coffee delivered? No, it'd be cold by the time you get it.
If it was delivered within seconds, like,
like, I don't, you know, mean how they work out the mechanics, but look, if they can do that, then go for it.
But that's what they did. Well, I'm not going to do it. But that's why they have those little Tassimos now. Do you know what I mean? And they have their own little brand of sachets that you put in the,
yeah,
you put in the little gimmick, comes out in the cup, boom,
yeah,
done. Costa's the same. Costa can go fuck itself too, man. Costa's not great. And they charge even more money, I hear, than Starbucks do.
Do they?
Apparently, they charge a ridiculous amount for their coffees. I did get one good thing in Costa one day, I will admit. Shout out to the old Fingless Hooligans. I remember, I'm not going to say which one, because, you know, it won't make him very masculine sounding. But it was a... It was around Christmas time, so it's probably out now, actually. It was a white hot chocolate. And you know the one? And they have like little bits of blueberry on the top of it or something? Now, that was...
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
they're
good. Now, that shit was good, man. And that was bought for me, and I have to say, I did enjoy the taste of that. It's not something you could drink a lot of now. You'd probably fucking... A, you'd probably put on about 20 pounds... But B, you would...
for sure.
Yeah, you'd die of a heart attack, man. But that was good shit. I don't mind that. Yeah, that's my rant of the week. And going forward, as I said, we're going to have one rant of the week every week before the main show. Who knows what will happen this week to bring a rant on again. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy with that one because it's shooting from the hip to the hipsters. So there you go.
How long were you planning on that?
That last line?
For just line. How long were you planning for that last line?
Legitimately on the spot. And I swear to God, that was on the spot.
I don't know.
Well, listen, you're going to see this every week. You know. Everybody here knows. That was shooting from the hip. You got me. You get me on a rant, it just flows, man. It just flows. It's like an Evan flow. Not the DDT kind. But listen, I think that kind of about wraps it up for the start of our show this week, as I said. Do go on to the mailing list. We cannot stress enough how important it is that you do that. You're helping us out, build a brand, but you're also helping yourselves out by possibly winning the free mug. Dude, it's a free mug. Everybody knows. And if you don't already, coffee does taste better with Dynamo's Dozen. You're going to have your own free mug to listen to your favorite podcast with your favorite co-host, Dara, and your favorite host, Ian. So why not do it?
Yes.
It's free. We're going to have lots of new merch coming out in the new year, thanks to WrestleMania as well. It can be bought in store. It can be sent to your gimmick, like I keep saying. So, guys, just do it, please. It helps me out. You listen to the show, and you help me out a lot with downloads, so help me out a little bit more by just literally signing up to the mailing list and win free shit. Why not? You can get discounts. Like we said, go back to the WrestleMania ad. You get 20% off all purchases over €50. Coming up to, like, wrestling shows that you're going to when you want a t-shirt, why not get 20% off something that you're going to spend over €50 anyway? Just do it. Makes sense. Dara, anything you want to add this week before we break into the interview?
Just going on what you said, it's like, it's basically you're giving yourself free money. You got to go and get that discount code. So you got to go to the mailing list. Just sign up to it. Hell, if you want, you know, just sign up. It's only emails anyway. It's nothing.
Exactly. We're going to give you free,
code, you get 20% off.
20% off, 50% purchase. €50 purchases, yep.
Yeah. €50 and you get 20% off. So you spend €50 and you're getting a tenner off.
Yeah.
If you spent exactly €50, you'd be getting a tenner off. So you'd be, that's just a free tenner. You can go and get yourself some of that nice coffee if you want.
Yeah.
Afterwards, with that spare tenner. Yeah. It'd be all good. And then you have a chance to win some free stuff as well. Hell, you can win a mug to put your €10 saving coffee into if you wanted to.
There we go.
You know?
There we go. I love it.
Why? Just do it. Just do it, you know?
You know it makes sense. I know it makes sense. Listen to Dynamo's Dozen. Never forget the talc and hashtag coffee tastes better with Dynamo's Dozen. And guess what? Right now it's about time that we introduce you to one of the best referees on the planet. And he is one of our own. He is that long-haired, sexy beast, Foxy Niall Fox. So, welcome back to Dynamo's Dozen, here live in person in the Castella de Dynamo, which is quite huge, my guests will confirm. I'm here with Mr. Fox, Niall Foxy. Foxy to you, people. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good, man. Niall Fox, the referee of Irish wrestling. The premier referee of Irish wrestling at this stage. I think you just work everywhere at the moment, don't you?
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to. The more I work, the better.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, funny enough, we were having a little chat like before we started there. Go back to the beginning. How did you get your start within the business itself? How did you actually get your start? When did it start for you, I guess?
When did it start? I started in 2006. Yeah. I started with Irish Whip Wrestling.
Yeah.
I seen one of the old advertisements on the wrestling channel.
Oh, yes, yes.
Seen that.
TWC, yes.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Seen that, and it had me interested, but obviously I was too young at the time. I had to wait a few months. I was 15 when I seen it, but I actually officially joined when I was 16, because you had to be 16.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was there for a little while. Then I had a couple of matches. I was very happy enough with that. Good trainers at the time.
Who was training back then?
Back then, my trainers, my first trainers were Sean South and Bruiser.
Geez, I probably would have, my head would have been around at that time somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean left after.
Yeah.
Few weeks after I got there.
He went to NWA.
He went to NWA.
Yeah.
And then my main trainers were Bruiser, Bingo Balance, and Bam Katraz.
Oh, yeah. I remember they took over, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I kind of preferred when they were in charge as opposed to the likes of Vinny or Sheamus.
Yeah.
Who just run the bollocks off you.
Less said about them, the better.
And just drive you out, basically.
Drive you out, and yet, like, not the best wrestlers at the time either to be training people.
But
let's be honest.
In fairness, like, Sheamus, like, he really improved.
That's what he did. That's what, like, in fairness, I've always, you know, we've all had our ups and downs with Sheamus. However, before he left, in fairness, we were all good. But just about all good. But in terms of his success, man, like, nobody can take that away.
Oh, no.
Like, I'd be the first one, if I saw him tomorrow, to say, fair fucking play to you.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? He wasn't a great worker. I think he'd admit that he wasn't a great worker before he left to go over there, but he got himself an agent, he had a look, and in fairness, he really kind of start honing his craft, and he's actually a really good worker now. So
he looks jacked, like, for some of this, what, in his 40s?
Yeah, he's like, jacked, yeah.
Dude is unreal. Like.
Yeah, and he did, in fairness, he did become a great worker and had some great matches. Yeah. Like, some of the stuff he was even doing recently with Cesaro was some of the comedy stuff was actually really good. So
yeah,
with
Cesaro was just like some of his best work.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah. Know. So 100% fair play to. Oh, I haven't seen Vinny in years. It was another one that I hadn't seen in a while. But
didn't particularly like him when I first started.
Me neither. No,
because didn't know what way to take him, and he was a bit mean at the time. But even without that, then after a little while, it was like, became friends. Really nice. Actually enjoy like meeting up every so often.
Yeah.
If we bump into each other.
Yeah, well, if you see him, tell him I said hello.
I shall.
Absolutely. It's always good to see. Listen, everyone was young back then. Like, oh, being put in a position of training someone, when, to be fair, most of us had no right training anybody at
exactly.
the time. Do you know what I mean? When you look at today's quality of coaching and how it should be run, that's exactly it. Like, so I think yeah, so you started wrestling, you had a couple of matches, and that was kind of where you'd got into it because you wanted to be a wrestler, obviously. Everybody does, yeah.
Everybody does. Like, no one goes in with them, like, I want to be this.
No one wakes up in the morning and goes, see that Earl Hebner guy? One day I'm going to be just like him.
No, I want him to be my fucking referee.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What you want.
Yeah.
No, but, like, spend a little time in Irish Rip, then obviously I left for a while. Obviously finished school, then went straight to college. So I would take breaks in between. Don't know, it was always seemed to be the way. But next time I ended up going back to wrestling, it was the last week of Irish Whip. I did their last gym show. Worked with Bingo Balance on the last show. That was the last time Irish Whip was... I was involved with Irish Whip.
Yeah.
Then took a little break. Went to... What was it? Ended up joining Fight Factory for a short period of time. That was 2009, 2010.
Yeah. So I would have been out in Bray, obviously.
Yeah, out in Bray. Trained out there for a while.
The motherland of Irish wrestling.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
As it's considered now.
Yeah.
Did a couple of matches. One or two like matches on a gym show, done that, and then that was around the time that DCW was coming around.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez, I don't think we talked about DCW in this show before, but you know what? We'll probably never get the chance to talk about it again, so it's probably as good a time to talk about it as any.
Why not? Like
DCW, the famous Dave Power.
Dave Power,
yeah,
and Jerry Murphy.
Was he the one that he's the one that ended up getting done, am I right?
No.
Jerry Murphy, no?
No. It was another lad that was involved, Mark Savage.
Oh, okay, one of them went to prison.
Mark Savage
for,
went to prison.
That's the one that went to prison for the old...
He went to prison.
Children.
Yes,
yeah.
He went to prison. He's out. He's been out for a couple of years now.
Yeah, he did, and he got a hiding on the street from one of the fans. We won't mention the name, but he knows who he is. In fairness, well, when I heard that story,
he still frequents some big conventions that come up. Don't know does ring warning bells to me. But
well, nobody wants to see that guy anyway. No, sorry. Jerry Murphy is actually all right. He's the Cork guy. Jerry Murphy. He was actually a nice chap. Yeah.
He didn't realize how young he was. Don't know when he was doing it. I was like. Really?
Because he looked far older than he
actually
is.
Yeah, he looked a lot older, but he was actually like
he was younger than
me at the time.
He just wasn't blessed with the looks, God bless him. That's Let's be fair. Sorry, Jer.
He's doing well from somewhere.
I know, I'm joking.
So,
like, well, like, no, yeah, and I do apologise actually, Jer, for getting you mixed up with it. See, it's been that long ago. I only met these guys once or twice, and then obviously you hear the stories, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, there has been some, like, obviously, like, it's the same with certain promotions as well. Like, you're going to have the good with the bad, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, exactly. For, like, it's a shame, like, DCW was overshadowed by a lot of the bad, even though, like, they did present a couple of new ideas, especially for here in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like...
I've done a couple of shows with them as well, yeah.
They're one of the first ones to do use social media.
Yeah.
To try and, like, promote shows.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Get promos over as
and
well.
And had little video packages. Yeah. I was part of one of them, attacking Danny Deans at the ATM, if you remember that one.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the ATM. The bounty hunt.
Yeah.
That's how I got started as well.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'd done my first match, it was against Irish Dragon. And after that, I didn't know whatever to do. So they just had me do the segment with Danny Deans. But then from then on, I was with the promotion from then on. It didn't even last, a year?
Yeah.
It didn't even last a year. Finished. Yeah. On not the most ceremonious of terms.
Everyone knows the stories. If they don't know the stories...
If they don't know the stories, I'm not going to go into it.
No,
it's
me neither.
Me neither. Like, some of the good things about it is that we had our first glimpse of the likes of Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne.
Yeah, very true.
This was his first Irish promotion that he ever went to.
Very true.
And in fairness, he liked it at the time. At the time, he was looking to just hit every country he wanted to.
Yeah.
But if he hadn't come over, we probably wouldn't have gotten him later on down the line for... OTT.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Jesus, I forget that Pete Dunne was actually over. Yeah.
You forget that, like, some people were over a lot, like, before they actually, like, really made it big.
Yeah.
So therefore, like, that's why, oh yeah, they came back over, they want to do a couple more shows.
Yeah.
Because they actually liked over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to think that anyway.
Oh, well, definitely. Like, and it's crazy when you're running into some of these guys later in life and you're like, no, we've met before. And you're like, have we? Yeah, I've hit that age where you're like, I've seen so many faces, so many wrestlers from, you know, the States, the United Kingdom in bars or something, that you see them again, and you're like, oh, how have you been? And you're like, you don't know me.
How do I know you? It's like,
yeah.
Like, that happened recently. We had Pac over for the first time since he got released.
Yeah, yeah.
Or left.
That was a while back, wasn't it? Well, a couple of months.
That was a few months back.
Salah show.
It was the first show that we finally got him over, didn't I? Like,
I remember that match. He broke his finger in that, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was him against Walter.
Yeah, it was a good match. Yeah.
But like, it was funny to me because I'd met him back in Irish Whip when he was still a skinny kid.
Yeah.
But he didn't recognize me. Didn't know me.
Yeah.
Until the next time he came over, I said, so you don't remember me, do you? He's like, you used to be an Irish Whip. He's like, oh, right. Then it's the bells rang up.
That's always the way, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really
Some people need like a jump start on the memory.
Yeah, when you get hit in the head that many times as well, that can also help you forget a lot of things, you know what I mean?
True. But Like, obviously, with DCW around 2010, had a couple of matches there. Work was also around the same time that main stage wrestling was being formed.
Okay, yeah. And
was starting to kick off, so I started training there. That became my school that I'd go to. And I stuck with them. Stayed with them, did shows, helped out. But it was during that time with DCW on main stage that I started a transition to refereeing.
Yeah.
Whereas...
I'm recalling this as well, yeah.
Because I used to wrestle under a mask, so...
Yeah, yeah. But
I wrestle in the first half and ref the second half.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. We'd have another lad.
It was handy, because you could put on a mask, go out, have a match, blah, 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 there's a body, and then obviously come and do it. Yeah,
exactly.
I got you, yeah.
Do WWE, then I start doing that. Not doing, like, obviously you do bits and bobs, like, wherever you can help, but that started me as a ref. I didn't properly be a ref until around 2013. I started with wrestling.e, and that's when I was just a full-on, like, referee.
Yeah.
I did shows for them for about a year, 2 years straight.
Yeah.
and the experience level was just astronomical. Like, then the transition of learning, learned how to work with different crowds, what works, what doesn't work, learned how the boys actually do their stuff. How matches work. So it is a great learning curve. Always recommend it to the young lads, like, get onto wrestling. They'll learn so much.
And being funny enough, like, we're obviously going to talk about it a lot more in depth, but you know, doing referee duty sometimes isn't to be snuffed at, because I remember when I was out of the game for a while, I was asked a couple of times to go out and do Fight Factory or NWA shows. And I remember doing a full stint, like, it takes it out of you, but Jesus Christ, you learn a lot. Like,
it's not the easiest thing. Like, people think that it's just counting the tree. It's not. There is loads of nuances to it, and it's just,
you have to remember all the lads' shit as well. You know, they're coming up to you before the show,
and it is. And you have to be able to adapt, especially if something goes wrong. Yeah. It's like, but obviously, when you're inexperienced, you don't know what way to react.
Yeah, sure.
And I've fucked up it plenty of times in the past.
You got to fuck up to learn it, right?
You learn from your mistakes. Yeah. It's just, and obviously we're our own worst critic.
Yeah.
So therefore, like, the whole time after, you're like, I should have done this. I'm so sorry. Kind of do this, but it's part of the deal.
I remember years ago, John Moss telling me, like, early on, saying, don't be afraid to fuck up in the ring, because that's how you learn. Do you know what I mean? People that are afraid to fuck up means that they're holding back and they're not giving everything that they could be given. Do you know what I mean? So if you attempt a moonsault and it's just, you're not good at it, well, then you're going to learn that you're not good at it. Or else, if you know what went wrong, you'll learn what went wrong.
Hopefully you learn quick.
Hopefully, there's a lot of people that don't, fairness, and end up snapping their bloody neck or something. Just learn how to work and learn how to stick within your strengths.
Yeah, basically. Play to your strengths, because that's what will give you longevity.
Yeah. So and you liked the refereeing then? So you actually...
I did, yeah. I actually really enjoyed it, because I had the mentality at the time, I was like, right, obviously I'm not getting booked as a wrestler, it's getting few and far between, but I still like being around shows, I want to be involved, somehow, how can I help? I knew I'd reffed a couple of shows in the past, so I thought, why not throw me in? Throw me in as a ref, then at least that way I can help out the lads.
That's a good attitude to have, you know what I mean?
It's, for me, I just wanted to help out. And I was friends with nearly everyone, so it made it so much easier to work. But with the likes of wrestling.ie, it was great because I got to work with new people almost pretty regularly. And if I wasn't working with new people, I was working with a regular crew for an extended period of time. So therefore, you learn how they've been ticked.
Yeah.
And it was great, because it's a learning experience, but also made some really good friends as well in the process. Getting to hear these road stories is fun. Not my place to say it. It has to be said by the people involved. Those kind of stories, like, you have to hear from them. I wouldn't do it justice, but
yeah,
loved it. I've been stuck. Unfortunately, I got decent enough that people completely forgot that I wrestled, so it's like, we're not booking you as a wrestler, you're too good as a wrestler. So I kind of shot myself in the foot.
Yeah, you got too good at one thing, and then you were like, shit, why would we...
can he wrestle one match? Just throw me out there, I'll job out.
Dark match,
But no, which is a bit of a shame. It's still... it's one of those things that it kind of annoys me every so often, but I understand. That the crop is, unreal.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I can't... I know full well that I couldn't do the style that is now popular, the indie style.
Do you know what, though? On that, I don't think that's... I don't think that's the be-all and end-all of it. If you look at it, right, I know that's the indie style that's popular. It's not my style either. No. I mean, I appreciate it, don't get me wrong, but it's not my style. I've worked with people that do that style, so I don't mind that. I think if, you know, if you look at the traditional style wrestlers, they can still wrestle people with that kind of style because it lends itself. But the problem that we have now is that everyone's wrestling each other with the same style.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new, there's nothing creative. I mean, every second fucking match...
It makes it very hard to, like, see, all right, what you bring in that's different.
That's different, you know what I mean? Other than maybe having a great body or better gear than Guy B or Guy A. Like, whereas I look at it and kind of go, every match has a suicide dive in it. Every match has a flip head over the top. Yeah, it's like, so
there's everyone can do it now. It's like,
yeah, and it's like, why bother? I mean, it was a lot more impressive looking when you saw, like, a Bret Hart going through the middle rope against a Diesel and falling through a table or,
yeah,
you know, something like that. Big impact.
Less is more.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you look at it, let's say, we'll get on to your buddy later on, but so let's say you look at Cody and Goldust, the match they had at the pay-per-view a while back. That was a traditional wrestling match, yeah. And the crowd absolutely loved it, and it was called probably the best match of the last whatever. Do you know what I mean? Same with Cody and... a lot of Cody here, but I'm sorry, these are matches that I've watched recently. Him and my boy Nick Aldis, I thought that was one of the best matches I've seen in a long time as well. Traditional wrestling matches with no flips, maybe a big high spot near the end, and that was it. And they've got over bigger than any of these matches now. Yeah. You're seeing it in NXT as well, so I didn't mean to go off on a tangent I'm sure you agree in a lot of ways that there's new styles, but I think if people were able to change their style up a bit, OTT is different because you're bringing in different styles.
Yes.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the local shows. Actually watch the matches that go before you to make sure that you're doing something a little bit different. That would be my opinion anyway. That's all.
Yeah, like even if I didn't like people, then I can never deny talent.
Oh, no.
I can never deny someone is extremely talented. Like, Cody is one of those people.
We'll get on to that later. That's a main event. So I'm not giving the people that just yet. But we're teasing it.
Yeah, we're teasing it.
Gotta
tease it.
You
gotta
tease it.
But, no, but like, I did. I really enjoy... I've always enjoyed doing it. Especially in the last couple of years, I've really enjoyed being able to help however I can with younger talent. I say talent like I'm part of a big company. I mean, like, with the new up and coming like crowd, like, in the last 3 to 4 years, it's a handy, like, to me, it's really rewarding to see their journey.
Yeah.
From like start to where they are now. I mean, look at Sky Davis.
Yeah.
I ref one of his first matches. But like, look where he is now.
Yeah.
Callum Black. I've ref nearly all of his matches here in Ireland. Like, but we've seen the Rise of Martina. We've seen the Kings. We've seen like loads of different people, like, from like ground level, see where they are now. It's like, it's amazing to see those kind of highs. It is. But I also get to see like the lows, like when they're in their if they're going through a bad like phase or it's like things aren't working out. But most of the time it's pretty much up and up.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. To me, it's a little bit of a pride kind of thing. It's like, I am so happy for them, that they're doing. Look at Jordan Devlin. Jordan Devlin.
Well, that guy, he started with us when he was a 12-year-old kid, in 2002. A pain in the arse at the time. Literally, anyone that was around, ask Paddy.
He was really young at the time.
Young.
Wasn't he?
He'll tell you, he still had the same size head, just the body hadn't fit into it yet. Jordan knows I love him. So this is... No, but I swear to God, he used to come down. He was 12. He'd be just climbing on every bit of furniture. All you'd hear is Paul Tracy going, Jordan, get down. But you know what? He loved it. And he came down every week. And I mean, you could tell from a very, very early age that Jordan Devlin was going to go right to the top. I've seen that. That's one thing I'm proud to say, that I've just... like watched the growth of him from a child into a man now, like into a, you know, like, superstar.
Like, with it, it's the fact that, like, just a couple of years ago, like, I think it was his first or second match with OTT. That was meant to be his last match ever.
Yeah.
Because he was planning on quitting.
I remember, He was playing football. Do you remember? He was playing football more often.
He was playing football, but, like, I think something with his eyes done, and he was just he was not into it done, because the scene hadn't really taken off
done,
and the OTT was still new, but he wanted to come in and do one or two shows and then done, see, probably pack it in, and luckily enough he enjoyed it that much that he's kept it, and look where he is now. Unbelievably delighted for him.
Same, yeah.
Like, but yeah, like, it's been fun, didn't it? Like, the great thing about when OTT started was that everyone that was involved had up to about 10 years experience each. So every person that was involved. Or thereabouts, like 8 to 10 years experience. So therefore, like, it was handy to have all these lads come together, but also take a handful of, like, new people from, like, the schools across Ireland. Which is another big thing in general.
Yeah,
because it hasn't really happened.
Yeah.
For some reason, Ireland is so divided. Like, it can be very divided.
Yeah.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah.
Like, so we had, like, the best from Dublin. Put them in, have a show, then maybe get a couple of imports in and have some really good matches. Now it's a case of, like, we've had the best from Cork, we've had the best from Belfast, we've had then a best in the country in general, like, just performing OTT.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's by that token has also spurred people on to, like, set up promotions in the likes of Belfast or in Cork.
Yeah.
And make a go of things.
Well, there's only one promotion in Cork now, isn't there?
Yes.
That's Phoenix.
Yes.
The only one that should be.
Yes.
In Cork.
I enjoy working for Phoenix because they employ me.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, no, well, look, like, come on, let's give a plug out, because obviously you have podcasts and all down with Phoenix Wrestling. So listen, I like what Phoenix do. They seem like good people compared to other stories I've heard from other promotions that are gone now in Cork. So yeah, I like what they're doing.
Like, back in the day, like, I was there for the start of CCW as well, didn't I? So that was another thing as well.
Yeah.
It's another example of DCW. There was the
bad.
The good was overshadowed by a lot of the bad.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for CCW, it was a lot of bad.
Yeah. And unfortunately for... because I'm not even going to give them a mention here, but unfortunately for the bad that was within that, fortunately for the people, that's been shut down now. That one episode podcast, you won't be hearing that again, I won't imagine, anyway.
Didn't even listen.
Oh, it was sent to me. I was told about once I heard someone
gave you the hook. I was like, here you go.
I think they wanted me to go on a rant. I had a big rant planned just purely because of what was said about Justy. Anyone that knows me knows that Justy's a good friend, and you know, so I
but that's entire, like, that's not involving us, that's up to them.
Exactly, you know, so. And Justy and Raven Creed came back with pipe bombs of their own, so I didn't even need to touch that. So
that was a straight retaliation if it was.
It was
even if it wasn't meant to, that's definitely a retaliation.
Was a burial.
Like, that's on them. That's
okay. Oh, yeah. And yeah, exactly. I don't know any of these
hopefully
people.
Hopefully, that's that. They got out of their system, so...
No, look, it all seems to be gone now. And, like, moving on to the positives again.
Exactly.
Phoenix are doing, obviously, a great job.
Phoenix have been gone around for over a year now, and they've started to really knuckle down and focus on their trainees at their own school. They've had, in the last few months, have had a lot more family-based shows, which...
Yeah.
Also allows their trainees to get on there in front of a crowd, which is the main thing that's needed.
Experience,
You're not going to get experience unless you're put out there.
Yeah.
And if you don't have shows for trainees, they've no reason to really, like,
work for.
Nothing to work for, basically.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing for them to have. And they have one coming up in December. I think it's either the 14th or 15th. I'm just bad with dates, so
stop.
So they have a show coming out, like, on around those that time, and be sure to check it out, support the new people. Now Phoenix is fun. I always have fun when I do it. Like the boys and girls that are down there.
Yeah.
And I'm just having fun in general. Like, I love doing shows. Love the graps, as they say.
Yeah, and rightly so. Like, it's very easy to miss it. Like, trust me.
believe me.
It's very easy to miss it, especially when you're talking to all you fine folk. that are doing it now as well. Like
even during the breaks, you know, like the breaks that I used to take, I'd go mental in the house because I'd be like, want to help out, then but I haven't been to the shows or I haven't done this. So I'm just like, then I kind of get down, but it's like, I'm back in, like, I've been involved for the last fucking how many years, don't know, but I mean, overall, I'm at 13 years involved in wrestling, and I can't see myself doing anything else.
Yeah, I got you.
That's the weird thing, don't know? I love doing it that much that. It feels weird when there's long gaps between shows.
Yeah,
it's kind of getting antsy, doesn't it? Same with fans. Like,
yeah.
Fans are like, "Well, oh, when's the next show? When's it's kind of like an addiction that you can never satisfy it, don't
you?" Well, it's for absolutely. I mean, for me, as I say, even running this podcast, talking to old timers about it, and like just learning, listening to, like, there's old timers that have been on this show, like Bobby Fulton and Brian Blair. Like, you can't fucking not learn from these guys, do you know what I mean? And again, you talk about the road stories, you know, hearing stories of Andre the Giant and people like that, you're going, wow, this is crazy, like, do you know?
Some of them are absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, brilliant, like, they're talking about pissing in Dusty Rhodes' boot. Anyone that hasn't heard that, go back and listen to the Brian Blair episode. Two fucking hilarious instances of Dusty Rhodes telling Brian Blair that he's going to be shunned from the world of wrestling because he pissed on his boot. Do you know what I mean? These stories. And then obviously you have these stories then that you're being told that are happening now today. Mm. Not just old classic stories. You've got Justy and all is still around. That's a character and a half.
Love Justy.
Still hasn't been given his own show yet. What's the story like? Is Joe going to do anything about that?
He's
campaigning. He wants a show in his name, doesn't he? So, come on, Joe. If you're listening, give Justy a show. Come on.
I'm not even touching that one. That's...
We the fans want Justy to have his own show. No, actually, just on that, no pun intended, just on that, the work between Joe and Barry has been, that's been some of the funniest stuff. I woke up on mornings just looking through my phone and listening to that and bursting into an absolute fit of laughter. Like,
I love them.
Amazing.
I love them. I've been loving those promos.
The best things.
I don't want them to end. I really don't.
They shouldn't.
And the weird thing is, like, for me, those promos give me a glimpse back to when Joe was doing the Wards.
Yeah.
The
Wards promos. Yeah, yeah.
You go back and watch those promos.
The Wards still stand
up
today.
They still hold up.
Yeah.
And they're still hilarious.
The Wards were brilliant. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what that gives me nowadays. It's a glimpse of that. And it's like, I'm glad, like, it's not going to go to waste on, like, the promos aren't going to be wasted away. They're there.
Yeah.
And anyone, even a non-wrestling fan, if you just throw them on in sequence, they'll get it.
So Irish, but yet so professionally done as well. Do you know what I mean? Everything's done
also
professionally.
Also self-aware, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love it. Like, I have to say, that's why I was joking about give Justy his own show. I just love those Kildare boys as well.
I'd be scared if Justy had a show. You never know what he's going to do on that.
I was talking now about if he was the host of his own wrestling show.
Yes.
Imagine Justy coming out before and after every match. Like, yeah. Yeah, Joe, actually, don't.
It'd be hilarious, but, like, still.
Yeah, Joe, mind your business.
It'd be like sitting on the sidelines, just like, and there's his career gone.
It's all in fun. I mean, Justy is one of the, like I've said this before, Justy's one of the most hilarious wrestlers on the planet, especially when he does the comedic style, and that's obviously mainly what he does now.
He can't not do comedy.
Something comedy. It's in just, general, like, yeah. In life, in his existence, he can't not do comedy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you're walking down the road with him. But also, and this is kind of what brings me back to one of the comments called an overrated comedy jobber. When I heard that comment, I was like, you obviously don't know Justy. Justy is one of the best wrestlers to ever come out of this country. when he needs to wrestle, Jesus H. Christ, man.
He can put a shift in.
He's one of the best bumpers I've ever seen, and he can do it all. I mean, this is a guy who broke his neck.
He's made so many people look so good.
And that's the power of being able to do nothing, but doing something that just goes unnoticed.
Mm.
But you know. Do you know what I mean? The two people in the ring now. Subtle, exactly. So I just wanted to give El... Give El shout out to our boy, Justy, you know. and to pretty much everyone that's doing it. I mean, you mentioned Martina there.
Mm.
Obviously, you've seen... I know Kaza pretty well. I know Martina pretty well. Delighted for her as well. It's amazing to see. Again, you've seen her grow from day one.
Mm.
That's because that was your school. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've seen her go from there to where she's gone. Obviously, Scotty. He's been on the show here before. Lovely guy. His growth you've seen as well, you know, from day one. So it's like a
super talented. Like, don't know. It's just like it's scary. But don't know,
yeah.
Because he's only 18.
I know. That's the.
And you see where he is now.
Yeah.
Imagine when he's like 25. Or 22. Who knows?
Let's hope he keeps doing that. Stays disciplined and keeps. Mm. You know. Keeps his body healthy and injury free, because if he goes all the way through to that, not that I'm jinxing that, Jesus Christ, I mean, you know what I'm saying though.
Yeah,
it's very, very easy to happen. But if he, because his, but he hasn't even developed into his body yet. Like, he's gonna get bigger and bigger.
It's scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, he's wrestled Liger, like.
Yeah.
You know, at 17 years old, was it? 18 at the time.
I think he just turned 18, okay. Just in time. But like. Yeah, that's a big thing in itself. Like,
yeah.
But like, not only like Scotty, like, then I.
Ah, there's loads.
Like, there's so many on the scene now that just like, the improvement in maybe 3 years, don't I, is off the charts. Yeah. I mean, look at Morton Hype.
Yeah.
Morton Hype, then
I was gonna say, where's LJ Cleary? We had a hashtag. Where is LJ Cleary? He's meant to be on the show a few months ago, but.
But like, look at them. Like,
yeah,
them brilliant. As a package, like, brilliant. Is just. Unbelievable. Look at their match that's coming up on the 20th of November. It's them against the Lucha Bros and Ray Horace.
Yeah.
That's going to be a mental match.
Yeah.
I mean, the improvement of, like stars, especially, like, in Ireland. I mean, you have, like, Debbie Keitel, or Amy Alonzi.
The women,
know,
yeah.
Like, it's... The women,
Valkyrie,
like, the women in Ireland have improved like so much.
Big time.
Like, if you go back 10 years, there's barely any women in wrestling in Ireland.
There's one or two.
One or two.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of people that are actually like still around. So, that probably like eight to ten years maybe now. Like Kate Harvey has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Like Martina's been around a long time, but other than that, there's not many that are back that far.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, because like once Becky kind of went off and jetted off on her conquest, Katie and I suppose Kaza at the time. Kaza G, they were pretty much new on the scene. They were new on the loop.
Yeah.
You know, because they only had each other to wrestle. So yeah, you're actually 100% correct. When you think about the amount of female performers, and not just female performers, really good quality female performers, as you say, from both north, south, west, and east.
Like, you have Raven Creed from Cork.
Yeah.
Like, great example of, like, a good talent.
Yeah, my first time seeing her at that show, too, and I mean, blown away.
Improved so much in the last, like, year and a half, 2 years, done.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, like, that'll continue, like, to go. It's, like, up north, you have, Stephen Carvell. Stephen Carvell is one of those. He's, I'm not gonna say a diamond in the rough, but he is definitely one of an underutilized talent.
Okay.
Even though he's new, like relatively new, he's like only handful of years in, but if he was to really like push himself and get out, then I work the whole country.
Yeah.
He'd be a major player.
Yeah.
Like, definitely in the next few years.
Okay. That's a name to look out for, yeah.
Definitely one to keep an eye out for. Especially from, like, the Northern Irish scene. He is definitely one to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many talents. I just... I apologize ahead.
Well, now that you've done your civic duty and put everyone else over, it's their time to put yourself over, okay? It's self promotion.
I like doing it.
No, I know.
I like poking people over.
Guys, he's poking me here. He's saying, come on, when are we going to talk about me? No, he's not. I'm joking. He knows I'm ribbing. No, but yeah, so one of the questions, because like I say, we do these on the fly. There's no point in writing a lot of stuff down. I have it in my head what I was going to ask you anyway. You've obviously now wrestled, or sort of worked within, you know, the wrestling business as a referee for, you know, so many years, as you say. Mm-hmm. But you've also seen some of the biggest talent in and out of the ring. Obviously, both, you know, on the road, in a bar, and then in a locker room, and then obviously in the ring working the matches as well. Name some of the big guys. I mean, you've ref Liger, you've ref Cody, you've ref
Liger, Cody, Balor, recently Gorillas of Destiny.
Balor's wrestled, not a big deal, though, is he?
Like,
Balor's not really much of a big deal, though.
Finn was a big deal,
Finn, Prince Devi. There we go.
When I think about it, it's crazy, like, the people that I've actually gotten the chance to work with.
That's what I was thinking last night. I was literally sitting there and I was like, Jesus, Foxy has actually done 3-hour shows nonstop.
The Iron Man of
Irish wrestling, like the real Iron Man. If there's an award to be given, it needs to be given to you, for God's sakes, for that. Because it is a tough old stint as well.
Yeah.
Hope you wear knee pads.
No. Jesus. I haven't gotten to that point yet. No. I was actually talking to Chris Sharp, who's with NXT UK.
Yeah.
And he did the stadium show on the Defiant with me just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But we were backstage and he's getting ready and he's pulling up knee pads. I'm like, I haven't gotten to that stage yet. It's like, I couldn't go without knee pads.
Yeah.
Like, hey, why? It's not that bad on your knees, don't it?
Well, is... Yeah, I never... Maybe the OTT ring is a bit better than what I reffed
in. With the
old carpet. Do you remember the old...
Fight Factory with the just carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit bad.
So that's the only ones I've done in.
That one's a bit bad, but obviously, because it's carpet, don't know. You try to jump down on that on your knees, you're going to hurt them. But
yeah.
No, I think I've been fortunate enough. I think I slide into my counts.
So I know. And you know what? One of my favorite things, and one of everyone's favorite things, Foxy, this is yours, is selling the punches you see. It's one of everyone's favorite things, because you've such a lovely mop of hair that when you sell it, you really get into it. But that's, again, you remind me when I see that of refs of old, because I was even watching the... What's the lady's name who refs for AEW?
Aubrey.
I can't remember her second name, but she is phenomenal as well. But again, if you look at the real good refs, including yourself, the likes of her now, lots of them on NXT as well, but the refs of old, they used to really get into it. They're all, like, they were selling what they were seeing as well. And that's the difference, I think. Do you know what I mean? With someone just standing there watching it.
I get it with... I was always told, referees be, only seen when he's needed. And I get that. That's fine. But also, my job is to help the match whoever way I can. So, and especially being that I used to be a wrestler, I react as if, that's happened to me. So that's why it's also a habit as well.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it, but some people do.
I love it.
But it's... And when people, even though people aren't supposed to watch me, people do, but if they see me react a certain way, that gets them invested more.
Yeah.
In that.
Exactly.
So if that's helping the match, then fine. Then I'm happy to do it.
Well, definitely. I don't think it's taken away from the match. I mean, it's unique to you. It's what you do. If you tried to be anything other than that, then you wouldn't be being natural.
Mm.
And that's when you lose some of your own kind of character from it, I guess, as well.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
I like it, and most people I know like it. So you're a bit of a legend. I mean, you've You've taken cocaine with the lads from the flats and everything. Not by choice. Not by choice.
We don't talk about that.
We're in the north side of Dublin right now. It's okay to say. It's all right. I just don't want to say it too loud or there'll be knocks at the door. None here. But now, like you've been involved some of those moments, like I say, with the mysterious bag of powder that used to get taken out in matches and.
Yeah.
You've went on little, I guess, what would you call it?
Lapses in control.
Hulking up almost without even realizing it.
We don't want to get sued.
Hulking up? True enough. That'll be Marvel or Mr. Hogan coming after me on that one.
That stuff is copyrighted.
Listen, I spent enough money in his shop over in Florida last year. There's no need to. If he comes at me, I'll show him all the merch. Exactly. Yeah. So, one of the famous things which we did promise fans. Obviously, this was a question that I was asked that I had to be told.
Okay.
Was the incident with Cody?
Cody.
It was one of the you know, I had to bring it up. It was something that was requested from me that people that listen to my show, and they just wanted to hear your kind of side on it. I mean, some people have heard it, some people haven't. Mm-hmm. We'll just give them a basic refresher of what happened and how it came about, I guess.
Yeah, the beauty of that whole situation is the fact that I didn't say a goddamn thing. I stayed out of that social media shitstorm. He did his ask me anything, then he got all the backlash. It could have gone either way. Really could have. But obviously Irish wrestling fans are just the diehard fans.
Basically. They're loyal.
They can be. If you do something wrong, they're quick to lean boom. We don't like that. We like it, but we don't like that.
Yeah, they do hunt in packs at times, don't they?
No, but the situation was simple. My job is not only to count the trade, but I'm also a timekeeper as well.
Sure, exactly.
So, and it's no secret. People know that. Certain matches are given a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
It's no ifs, ands, or buts.
That's just the way it is. Yeah.
For a show to happen, a show has to go a certain time. And if it goes over that affects later matches on the card.
For sure, yeah.
Which, the main event was the books later on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes was in a triple threat match. They were given 15.
Who was he working again?
He was working...
Jordan?
Ray Phoenix and... For the life of me, I cannot remember who the third man was.
For some reason, I had it in my head that it was Jordan, but maybe that's because Jordan was kind of talking about it or something like that. Maybe that might be why.
No, it wasn't because they weren't involved.
In okay.
But for like me, I forget who it was that was in the third spot. But they had 15 minutes, and normally, if it's getting really close, if crowd are into it, I'll allow some leeway on the time, maybe 2 or 3 minutes extra. But... this was getting close to the time that I had to finish, and I'm just right. I whisper to Cody, it's 2 minutes to go home. Mm-hmm. It's simple as that. So, normally, once they hear that, they know they'll go into their sequence and go to the finish. But 2 minutes later, nothing happens. I swoop in again, come on, bring it home. Nothing's happening. Take it home. But still, even then. So, the match eventually ended tonight, but still it wasn't. And up until that point, after the match ended finally, thankfully. But it wasn't until after the show I found out that they weren't particularly pleased that I told them to go home. And up until that point, that I was... he was actually very nice. Cody was actually very nice.
Mm.
But obviously he didn't like being told, you have to go home. You have to take the match home.
Which is kind of part and parcel of your job. And exactly. The promotion that's paying you.
Fuck me for doing my job.
Yeah, how dare you, huh? Fucking, yeah, I mean, yeah, I can understand.
But that's all it is. It was simply just the fact that I told him to go home, run up the time, and he didn't.
They just have a big locker room bust up afterwards. There was no,
no.
Brett Vince McMahon.
I did not have any interaction with him other than before the match.
So all this then, the way it got out of hand, was all a social media thing then?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Became
stories stretched out of the truth that probably became...
It was, alright, like they asked me anything, that's basically what happened. And that happened well after.
Yeah.
Well after the show and all that. So that's another reason why I just stayed out. I didn't bother.
Yeah.
Didn't say a thing. Don't need to. Don't need that stress.
And you kept yourself classy during it too, because I mean, if you come out and just start bitching and moaning,
but there was no need to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's not the first time someone has done that, and it definitely won't be the last. Won't be the last.
Won't be the last.
But it is just the fact that this was the, I'd say, the most high profile.
Sure.
Person to do it. And actually put a fuss about it.
Yeah. Because I saw like back and forth between like Brandy and Jordan Devlin. Then it was something like, and they were calling Jordan a professional and all this for it. But yeah, I think that's where the real social media thing came from, wasn't it? That it was like the aftermath of it all.
Yeah, like, I'm not good at social media, so that's what part of the reason why I don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm really a private person. My personal life is my personal life.
Yeah.
So, but even without that, when I'm on social media, all I'm doing is really plugging other stuff.
Sharing things
that I find funny.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to do with my life, really.
I got you, yeah. You didn't go home and lose sleep about it, and you know what I mean?
It's done, that's it.
It sounds much about nothing, really, I think, to be honest with you. It sounds like an incident that can happen every other weekend, you know, in some sort of environment. Like, you've done your side of the job, and exactly. That's it. Another person didn't like it. Boom, we move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's been worse incidents in a wrestling ring. I mean, I was looking at the bloody, talking about the Young Bucks, looking at them, you know, doing promos during sharpshooters and stuff like that. That bothered me more than anything else. I mean, that, if you want to talk about disrespecting the business and disrespecting the promotion that's paying you, there it is right there. Yeah. And that's where, that's funny enough you were on there, actually.
Yeah.
That's where I agree with said person on the screen there, as you can see. Will remain nameless. And that's where my opinion formed on, say, the Bucks and the Joey Ryans initially, from just seeing that. I was like, right, these lads obviously don't respect the art of professional wrestling. Or the companies that they're working for. Now, my opinion's changed a lot since. But at the time, when I was doing these rants on this show, it was because I was seeing stuff like that. I was also respecting moves, you know, like that Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels made. And they're just going, we'll just take the piss and do what we want. That bothered me.
Like, with that, as I said before, can never deny talent.
No.
Like, they are talented.
Oh, yeah.
It's their methods of... whether it be backstage or how they go about things is less to be desired than which is unfortunate, because like it kind of puts a damper on, alright, then I really enjoyed like working with them, then hopefully we get them back, we can do something else again, then but it's more just some of them have it in their heads where they come in, they want to do it, has to be this way or doesn't happen at all, and if it doesn't go that way, then they just, it's like a kid that doesn't want to share.
I got you, yeah. Throws his toy out of the pram. Yeah. Just like, no, I agree.
I've had a few people that just didn't like that. Especially being told, like, right, you need to bring it home.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, and in fairness, I think what I said there about the books, just on incidents like that, if people don't like my opinion on that, then I don't really know what to tell you. Because, you know...
Like, it's a fair opinion. Like, it's a fair opinion. It's like, right, I don't agree with them for doing this.
That's it. It's not a personal attack.
That is not me denying their ability in the ring or what they can produce in the ring. But I do not like this little thing. That's it.
Same with Joey Ryan. I've never denied the fact that I think he's a great wrestler. I think he could actually, now that the dick has gotten him to where he is, right? His dick has gotten him lots of money. His dick has got him a brand new house. Fine, Dick. Fair play. You know, embrace your dick. That's fine. But now it's time that he could try something new and actually use what got him to the dance as well. Mm. I mean, it doesn't all have to be about that, because by all accounts, he's good enough talent to really kind of do what he, you know, or maybe he just doesn't fucking like wrestling anymore and he thinks, do you know what? I'll just make the money. I suppose if he thinks he can get the most amount of money out of it and not have to take bumps and, you know, keep his career longevity, then I suppose good for him too. But like I said, these aren't attacks on.
No.
You know, there was lots of people here waiting for you to go on a physical, you know, a verbal tirade on Cody.
Just got, like, unleashing.
But, no. You have to respect that.
Like, granted, I didn't like it at the time, like, finding out about it. That he was just a little moany.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, he was just a little moany. But, like, but that's the nature of the business. Like, not everyone's going to get on with each other. Still, it's done. Get over it. I'm a professional, so therefore, like, I move on.
Exactly.
I do my job, done it to the best of my ability, and that's all I can do.
Awesome. And tell me, just before we kind of wrap up, I think it's time for you to start plugging some of the stuff that you're doing. You obviously do, guys, this guy is available for bookings as well. You do, as you say, want to work as much as you possibly can, whether it be here or the UK, I'm sure it doesn't matter. Just plug some of your stuff, and then obviously tell us a little bit about the pod and the OTT shows before we wrap up.
Essentially coming up, there is now the next show coming up that will be at is OTT in the 30th of November in the KFR in Tala. And that is completely sold out. Unfortunately, we don't have any more tickets.
Okay, so
which is a good complaint. Very good complaint.
So we move along from that one. Can't go.
Next show after that is Contenders is back. OTT Contenders is back in December. I think that's 14th or 15th. It's around the same weekend as Phoenix as well. So Contenders is back before Christmas. Fight Factory, which will take place on the 28th or 29th of December, that'll be in City Centre. Just a good way to spend the time right after Christmas, because there's nothing going on. Yeah. So why not have a wrestling show?
Shed all of the turkey sandwiches that will be had. Yeah.
All that Christmas turkey.
Turkey and stuffing sandwiches, yeah.
But they're the shows that I have coming up. Support any of the shows that are coming up. Support local wrestling. Otherwise, like, there's nothing that if people don't support it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I have a podcast. It's on the Phoenix Wrestling Network. It's the Foxy Bros podcast. On it, I talk with my friends about the topics that we like. Whether it be, like, the first episode I did, it was on the film The Joker.
Yeah.
And the second episode I done was on Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
I had my friend come in and just proper geek out and just talk about Lord of the Rings, because that's what he was into.
Awesome. That's pretty cool. I'll have to come on that show sometime.
Oh, yeah,
believe it or not, people that know me know this, but I'm a proper nerd. They just don't know, because I don't really
It's just very subtle.
Myself in a different way, but like, you literally see how many collectibles I have. Look at two buckets right behind you there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
It's just full of, like, the Hasbro figures and stuff.
No, they're all the Mattel ones. Used to have the Hasbro ones. So I'm like Grant Davison, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love collecting my stuff. Anybody wants any collectible figures, don't hit up Grant Davison.
Definitely.
Hell of a talent. That guy can make anything you want.
Also, I run my own small business. It's Foxy Bros. It's on Facebook. You can find us. If you're into, like, pixel art or comic books or DVDs or merchandise, just hit us up. If I can't get it, I'll try and get it in for you. That's the way it is. That's how it works.
Jesus, yeah, you never told me about this. You might have to add a second sponsor to the show. I'm telling you, I like that. That sounds good. You'll have to tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, like, definitely. Like, but that's what I have going on. That's what I do. Hit me up on social media if you know where I am. It's not hard to find me. Any promotions looking for bookings, please hit me up. I'd love to work every week if I can.
Yeah, I'll be sharing that again. Don't worry, I'll share that on Twitter and I'll share that on when this podcast goes up, I'll share it on the old Instagram and all as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Put the links in there. Foxy, my friend, pleasure to see you once again. And thank you very much for coming over. It's been fun. And long may the success continue, is what I say.
Hopefully.
It will. this wrestling scene isn't going anywhere. It's too hot at the moment. There's too many young up and comers there, and they need a ref there to put them in place. Do you know what I mean? And if any of these younger lads, you know, ignore when you tell them to go home, slap them.
No, I can't.
Slap
do
them
that.
Back of the hand.
I can't do that.
Back of the hand. Let's bring the old times in. I'm only joking. No, listen, it's been a pleasure. And look, we'll see you at a show soon.
Hopefully.
Take care.
Bye.
Guys, that's Dynamo over and out.